Down syndrome can happen to anybody. It's caused by a chromosome. A normal human being has got 46, and somebody with Down syndrome has got an extra chromosome, which is 47. It can affect anybody. Doesn't matter race, color, and there's nobody to blame. You cannot blame the mother. You cannot blame the father. Before a pregnancy or after, it's a genetic condition.
Can you tell us what a person with Down syndrome goes through?
A person with Down syndrome goes through a lot of discrimination, stigmatization. And sometimes when a family finds that a child with Down syndrome is born, in most cases, they don't want to know about child. At the same time, they are away from you as a parent. You are left alone. And the community attitude towards you is very negative, very discriminating.
Please tell us the developmental stages of someone with Down syndrome.
We do have people with Down syndrome who are also physically disabled. Their development depends on the child, depends on the environment, depends on the family, how they treat it for her or him to develop. Because if the child is ignored, the child doesn't get education, the child doesn't get the love. By the end of the day, that child is almost lost.
What programs are in place to help children with Down syndrome?
We do have schools where children with Down syndrome go. But our worry is, are they getting the quality education which is being given to every child? Do the teachers have the experience to teach children with Down syndrome everywhere in Zimbabwe? We have still got a long way as Zimbabweans to reach that point where every child with a learning disability or with a Down syndrome to get the quality education they're supposed to get.
Can you explain to us the characteristics of someone with Down syndrome?
They differ in their characteristics. They differ in their development. It depends on where they are. Some can read, some cannot read. Some can go to school at inclusive class and learn. At the same time, depends on their stage, depends on their IQ, it depends on what education they're getting there.
As a mother with a daughter who's 31, who has Down syndrome, what are your challenges and fears that you are going through?
When she was born, I didn't even know what Down syndrome was, until somebody said people with Down syndrome are called Mongols, which was like an insult. Is she going to have friends? Is she going to get married one day? You know, is she going to work? Is she going to be independent? You know, things like that. But as time went by, I realized that the environment we live in, they don't know much about people with Down syndrome.
And what do you believe the community should do for people with Down syndrome, and how can they support?
The community should accept people with Down syndrome as they are. Before they underestimate what they can do, let's give them the opportunity of going to school. Let's give them the opportunity of getting a job.
So what plans to fund the organization?
Funding is almost zero. We are not getting any funding at all. We find it very difficult as a parent organization. Because there are some cases whereby funders or donors for a donation, I have what parents want behind me when I sit with parents. They want their children to go to school. Is there somebody there who can say, okay, Zimbabwe Down syndrome, we are funding you to take children to school. We are funding a youth program. We don't have those funds. We cannot even reach people with Down syndrome who are out there, who need the information we have, who need somebody to talk to. But we are working so hard. We are trying, regardless of not having funds. As parents, they should know their rights. They should know where to go when they come across cases of rape, cases of abuse.
Do you feel the government of Zimbabwe is supporting people with Down syndrome?
Not to the extent we want them to. If the government would help us, we would do a lot for people with Down syndrome, especially when it comes to education. Because children with Down syndrome should go to school at an early age for stimulation. They may support us with maybe some policies. Sometimes the policies are not implemented. We have to fight for a policy to be implemented, especially the inclusive education policy. Is it effective as it is? Are the children benefiting from the policy?